Don't forget to wear your headphones.
I know you're in there. Open up.
There you are. How curious that you would choose to hide inside a closet, no? But these hangers are not going to save you or help you in any way. Now, let's get down to business, shall we? How are you, darling? Is everything all right? Why are you hiding in such a strange place, such as your closet? I have to say, it is beautiful, though. You've done a great job filling it with important stuff. Including yourself. How ironic, though, that you would choose to hide yourself. In the place in which no person should be. It's a place for clothing, not people. At least you don't smell of betrayal anymore, human. You're so lucky that I found you and not any of the others. Because I, the Alpha, have supreme decision-making power when compared to the others. And since a traitor like you would normally be sentenced to die, you see why my power can come in handy for you. But no, I don't think I want to kill you. And I am the greatest friend that you can have right now, traitor. Because I can override them all, as the Alpha that I am. You see, you have no choice but to do what I want you to. And I only want you to come with me. Come back to your ways. The others don't want you to have the chance to do it. They just want to kill you in the spot with a nice bite and nothing else. They just want to get the chance to prove themselves to me. Sadly, I cannot tell them not to do it because I would be seen as weak. Instead, if I come and find you myself and I give you my mercy, then, all of a sudden, I am the best king, the best Alpha ever. Merciful, graceful, but severe. Because, of course, I would still have to have a punishment for you, but what that is, that could be settled. What do you say to my proposition?
My darling, your smell, he's not the one of that bad of a traitor anymore. I can stand it now.
None like when you went to your humans, your beloved humans, for help, quote unquote. I didn't understand that. My people didn't understand that. They didn't appreciate it either. But I know that you are merely nostalgic of your past life. That you maybe are scared to become one of us. That maybe there's something preventing you from making the right call. And I am here as your leader, of course, or future leader, to help you understand that you're safe with us. The only reason
why they are being aggressive towards you and why I should be aggressive towards you, but I'm not, is because they think deep inside themselves that you are putting them in danger as well as yourself. Now tell me, if someone out of you humans, let's say a vampire, wanted to become a human, but then suddenly it just ran away and rattled them out to the vampires, what would the humans think? They're making an army. They're gonna come and attack us. That vampire is a traitor. Filthy traitor. They always lied. They always meant to do this and betray our trust. But I don't smell that kind of behavior in you. No, 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 I don't. I just sense that you are curious, merely curious, about what your life was and what it could have been. But guess what, my darling? You already know that this life is far better. This life that provides you with huge power, with freedom and space and knowledge. And above all, the thing that you seek the most, as does everybody else, happiness. We can give you everything you need to live a happy life. We just are tied right now. Our hands, our paws are tied. And the only person that can untie them is you. Because you're the only one that is making the decisions. We want you to become one of us. We want it. But they are too afraid that you may not be one of us ever because of that treacherous actions of yours. It makes me sad that I have to say this and act this way, but there is a punishment that has to be agreed upon. There is something that we must do with you, even if you accept to do this, and to live by our rules and amongst us. You will need a proper punishment to show your loyalty, to stay, even when you have to suffer through it. And of course, if I don't do that, either you will be branded as still a traitor, or I will be branded as a false alpha, a false king, a false ruler. We can have either of those, can we? No. We need to protect our integrity, and we have to protect our future. I propose this to you, a simple proposition, and the hangers will be our witnesses. I propose my hand in marriage. I propose that we unify both worlds, the human and the werewolf kind, as a standing, of course. And until you become one of us. What do you say to this? It may be too much. I know, I see the reaction that you had. But there is just no other way. No other way that will save you suffering and disgust and discomfort. You see, if we don't get married, they're gonna ask for maybe physical torture, punishment, constant isolation. No. The only way you will be protected is that I make you my spouse. You see, if you become my spouse, you are seen almost as a, let's say, a toy for the Alpha family. Especially myself, but also, you will be granted protection from any sort of bad experiences. And even though I may not treat you like what they think I will be treating you as, they will think it's enough. Enough punishment. Enough suffering. And now I would be able to make you happy and one of us. Then maybe you will reconsider when you are presented with the opportunity to run away. So what do you say, my darling? Will you marry me?